Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Super Bowl halftime edition of TV Party Tonight Extra Live Commentary. I'm your host, the Mandated Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Ratledge. And joining me tonight is the Punchy Pugilist, Mr. Toxic Masculinity, Pat Mullen. How do you do, sir?
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy halftime, everybody.
The last time I watched a WWE halftime show was way back in the 90s. It was The Rock versus Mick Foley in an empty arena match on Sunday Night Heat. You remember that, Pat?
Indeed I do.
My favorite thing about that was the go home, the end of that match where Mankind dropped a pallet on The Rock, and that even wasn't the best part. The best part was the camera facing up at The Rock as the pallet came down, his cartoon face. That was good stuff.
I didn't know Mankind could drive a forklift, but here we are.
He's full of surprises. Well, tonight, all these many years later, from the Performance Center, just outside of what apparently is becoming a very popular university, UCF, the University of Central Florida, where NXT films their weekly show. I believe they do some other WWE taped shows there. This is our halftime Heat show, and it's a 6-man tag between Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream. We've got Mr. Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. I'm left out two people.
Adam Cole, baby.
That's right.
And Ricochet.
Yes, the former North American heavyweight champion. Why do you think they decided to go with... granted, they have access to the Performance Center and they can tape it ahead of time, which is, of course, the first and most obvious answer. But why do you think for something like Halftime Heat, a halftime match like this, they would go with NXT folk and not main roster folk?
Exposure. They want exposure for these guys who are likely to be the next generation of guys coming up to the main roster. And you tell me six guys who've been on more fire recently than Aleister Black, Adam Cole, the Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa.
No, Tommaso Ciampa has absolutely, for the past year now, has been on an absolute tear. Since DIY broke up, him and Johnny Gargano have had some incredible matches, just absolutely brutal matches. For most of those, Johnny Gargano was the face, and speaking of face, he got his face beat in a few times. Now him and Tommaso Ciampa seem to be on the same page. Then we have, we were joking about him offline, Mr. Patrick here, the Velveteen Dream. What did you think of Velveteen Dream when he first showed up and was doing the shtick that he's doing currently? Do you think this would go as far as it has?
There was potential for it, but it was all really going to rely on what Patrick Clark could do with the gimmick. And he's embraced it so well that this thing has just exploded. And it's so much to do with just his interpretation of everything and how he plays it, and it's come so far from where it started, and he deserves so much credit as we see him walking out now in a New England Patriots hat, so not really being shy about which side he's on for this, and in full football gear, much like when they would do the Raw Super Bowl 4-way tag team match where they'd all wear jerseys.
Shock the system. I did not know who Adam Cole was before he showed up in NXT, but I have become a fan. I enjoy his work.
For a long time, he was my favorite non-WWE performer.
Adam Cole, baby. I got to imagine within the next year, all of these guys are going to be called up to the main roster.
I would be very shocked if they are not. I could understand them not doing it. And people were kind of shocked at the original six call-ups that we saw earlier. Heavy Machinery, Lacey Evans, EC3, Lars, and those call-ups. And they were kind of like, well, what about Johnny? What about Cole? you don't want to do that right before WrestleMania. These are going to be the guys who start off the new season of WWE, as it were,
right,
post-WrestleMania, and really make an impact.
Right. I mean, EC3 is fine, but he's not going to change the face of the WWE anytime soon. He's one of those guys where when they decide to push him, you know, in a main event push, you know, for a title or something, he'll do fine. But he's not going to be the star of the show. These are your stars. These are your future players.
As we see Johnny Gargano make his way out with the NXT North American Championship, formerly held by Ricochet of the opposing team. And based on the Worlds Collide tournament, the Velveteen Dream will get a shot in the future at Johnny Gargano's NXT North American Championship.
What do you know about Aleister Black? To me, he just kind of showed up much like Baron Corbin. Now, Baron Corbin had a history in the NFL. Was Aleister Black anybody before he showed up here? Because he kind of arrives on NXT and immediately gets a big push.
He was Tommy End, and he was amazing. Very similar to what you see as far as what he does in the ring. He is a trained kickboxer, and for a long time was a kickboxer prior to what he's doing. Worked on the independent circuit for almost 15 years in the bigger stages of independence. Evolve, PWG, did some stuff over in Japan, was a longtime member of Progress. But yeah, amazing talent. Really glad to see him highlighted.
All right. One of the things I've noticed is immediately is they've decided to move away from the black on black with the ropes and the ring apron. We've got white ropes and a black ring apron, and we are ready to rumble here as Johnny Gargano, Mr. Wrestling, starts off with Ricochet.
The human highlight reel.
We're starting off slowly with a little bit of grappling here. Typical opening spot. You know, we've got a side headlock, and they're going to struggle in that for a little bit. Ricochet starts to fight back now as he gives him shots to the guts. And, yep, here we go. Drop down. No drop down. We're going to do a shoulder tackle, and he's going to pop right back up. Shades of Shawn Michaels right there for Ricochet. Sunset flip. And nice. So Johnny Gargano just tried to hit a Hurricane Rana, and Ricochet landed on his feet.
Yeah, Ricochet defies gravity. I'm not the biggest fan of the flippity-dippity-hippity-boppity, as Bill Cosby would say from his jail cell, but I can't not marvel at the athletic ability of Ricochet.
No, he's pretty amazing, and he can do all that without, you know, he doesn't have to go diving headfirst into the crowd or into a cement block or anything. You know, I'm perfectly happy with, you know, the guys being able to be that limber and that agile in the ring and just, you know, show us some moves. You know, you don't need to constantly be throwing yourself off of things. All right, we have a tag now to Adam Cole, baby.
And the leader of the Undisputed Era, who's really just been on a tear since he's come into WWE, strong showing at the When Worlds Collide tournament. Really thought he was the favorite to win it, was kind of surprised he didn't.
I was rooting for Keith Lee all the way. I figured there was one or two guys were going to win this whole thing. It was either going to be Velveteen Dream, which it ended up being, or Keith Lee. He was a big favorite when we recently saw NXT here in Tampa, and Keith Lee was very popular with the crowd. Oh, and Aleister Black with those educated feet. He's in the ring, and he's kicking the crap out of Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, well trained in the art of Muay Thai, outstanding background, and you'll see him, unless it's the finish against Lars Sullivan, generally on point with those feet, doing stuff that just looks brutal.
Did you say Muay Thai? What the hell is Muay Thai? Friends of
Muay Thai, ancient Thai art of kickboxing, whereupon the principles of eight limbs of attack are founded, where you also use your knees and elbows just as effectively as hands and feet.
Very good. And the Velveteen Dream is in there now with Tommaso Ciampa, the NXT Heavyweight Champion.
There may not be a guy who's had a better all-around year than Tommaso Ciampa. Look at the Dream in the football stance.
That's right.
Ready to take a three-point approach.
Shades of Hacksaw Jim Duggan in there. That is, you know, when Patrick was on Tough Enough, that was a guy, I wanted him to win. This was a guy who absolutely lived and breathed WWE. He had been a fan since childhood. He really understood it. And that comes out in his gimmick as this Velveteen Dream. And it isn't just that. Every time he makes an appearance, every time he gets an opportunity, he does something with it. You know, he's on a show where, you know, it's in the middle of the Super Bowl and he comes out wearing football gear. Like this is the guy who understands presence.
And there, we have not heard, no, that doesn't work for me, brother, lately, about him. And each member of the team kind of showing off their aerial prowess. And Rick and the Velveteen Dream with a little bit of a slink after a head and shoulder fake. Crowd is loving every second of this as the babyface has control of the ring here.
The heels are sitting on the outside taking a breath.
What's interesting to me here is going to be the interplay between Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, who have seemingly patched up whatever differences they may have had since Gargano's new mean streak has come into play. But we haven't seen them interact fully again as DIY.
Right.
And going right after the injured ribs of the Dream is Ciampa, suplexing him onto the barricade and throwing a nasty knee right to the head.
Yes, he was hung out to dry there momentarily. Tommaso Ciampa satisfied with his work.
For anybody who did watch the Worlds Collide tournament, you'll note that during that entire tournament, Velveteen Dream was working with injured ribs, played a tremendous part in his final two matches of the tournament, including his win over Tyler Bate in the final.
All right, now we have a side headlock on the mat. Velveteen Dream getting pressure on the neck there. Up, he's got a, what would you call that? That how he got out of that?
That would be a good old-fashioned jawbreaker.
Yes.
And a big old right hook along the ropes.
Missed an opportunity to tag out. Stayed in there. Got himself tackled by Johnny Gargano.
You would think a guy in his pads ready to take a three-point stance would have been more adept at dodging a tackle.
Well, he has been worked over now for a few minutes. Well, this just in from the actual halftime show where Maroon 5, which is barely music, is playing. My wife tells me they keep having to bleep him out because he's cursing. I'm
it's
sure.
Not him, it's Travis Scott.
Oh, Travis Scott. Who's?
Kylie Jenner's baby daddy.
Okay, apparently Kylie Jenner's baby daddy doesn't know he shouldn't be cursing during the halftime show. Back to wrestling.
Well, yeah. As far as who's a baby daddy, Adam Cole baby is in there. And he is taking it to the Dream right now. And you can see Adam Cole just feeding off of this crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He, more than anybody, has that swagger about him that reminds me of a young Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he were a few more inches taller. I think Vince would absolutely see money in him. Unfortunately, I'm sure with his stature, Vince looks at him, you know, as a 205 Live guy, which he absolutely is not.
No, he's more than that. But the funniest thing is, with the exception of possibly Aleister Black, who is a little bit on the tall side, he's the biggest guy in this match.
Oh, and off the top rope goes Ricochet. He makes these aerial moves look absolutely flawless.
From a 619 into that springboard back elbow in about 3 seconds. And then that – how does he derive that much height off of a freestanding moonsault?
What, who was it in WCW who was like the man gravity forgot?
In WCW?
Yeah. I feel like there was a guy.
I remember that being used for Neville.
Okay, maybe that's who I'm thinking of then. Yeah, but not, yeah, definitely a lot like, I mean, even more agile and more bouncy around the ring than Neville is. The man just seems to float like a pixie in there. And here comes Aleister Black.
Off the hot tag.
There we
Johnny Wrestling is in some trouble here as Black mows him down repeatedly with hard elbows and a clothesline.
Tommaso Ciampa's in there to save his partner, and boom! Both of them get taken down off a flip from Aleister Black. He goes for the cover. 2.
Did not get Johnny with all of that moonsault. Hit more of it to Ciampa. And it should be a note, we have a female referee officiating this nonstop action is Aleister Black with an amazing moonsault to the outside. Johnny follows with a suicide dive. First female referee since Rita Chatterton from the mid-80s. And the Dream off the top. Dream's getting back into it, but now...
Here comes Ricochet! Woo! Boom! Everyone taking turns flying over the top rope. Aleister Black double knees on Johnny Gargano, takes him down, kick in the head, boom! Suplex! Two! And we're going to take a timeout for breathing as Aleister Black looks perplexed. Does not know what to do with himself. Thought he had Johnny Gargano there.
The beautiful German suplex coming off of an enziguri and a meteora a la Sasha Banks from the top rope. Great series of offense from Aleister Black.
So as we look at the Dream and Aleister Black try to suplex Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa is going to come in and save him. Let me ask you, we've got definitely about 8 weeks or so before WrestleMania. You think Ronda and Becky Lynch should headline? You think they should be the last on?
Name a more compelling angle that more people are invested in right now.
I can't, and that's why I ask these questions, you know, because at this point, especially if they're going to say, if Ronda's calling it quits for the time being, I think she needs to go out in the last match on the show. My goodness, we've got action flying here. Everyone's taking a shot on the head. We had DDTs galore. What was that last one there, Pat? That was a sort of a corkscrew something or other.
That was a Velveteen Dream DT.
All right.
And I don't believe how Johnny kicked out of that. That was just amazing looking. We had such a serious offense here. This is why these six guys were picked to headline this. Nobody can keep up with this kind of action on the main roster. Not even your top guys there. Maybe AJ Styles, maybe Andrade. That's about all I could think of offhand.
No, I mean, as much as Daniel Bryan, you know, does the kicking offense similar to Aleister Black, he doesn't move with the speed and grace of any of these guys.
No, these guys are some of the most gifted athletes in all of WWE. Maybe two or three of the UK guys can keep up, but even then, you're really pushing it. These are some incredible aerial artists with speed and conditioning like you wouldn't believe. Double team attempt was missed by Ricochet in the Dream.
What I like about Ricochet, and his knees will thank him later, is that he rarely takes any of these flips square on his feet. He usually rolls into every landing.
Yeah, he's going to save a lot of stress on his knees as the tag is made to Adam Cole, baby. But Ricochet's fighting off two men at one time.
Oh, and he just took a kick to the face there. Ricochet's in there with Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole, baby, and boom!
All through. But he counters with the standing shooting star press up to the middle rope, and oh my.
Now Adam Cole can't believe he couldn't put this one away after Ricochet. I'm not entirely sure what the hell he did there.
Ricochet moonsaulted into a super kick is
what
happened.
Yes, I see the replay now. Of course, that's what that was.
Adam Cole, just with awareness, sees Ricochet coming, and that was rough.
Are we going to see the rest of... Adam Cole's group? Are they going to come in there? You know, Bobby Fish, they're going to come in there, you know, when the ref's not looking, try to give the heels the advantage. We'll see.
But Adam Cole's got that knee ready behind the Shining Wizard. No. Ricochet with a roll through, and the Schoolboy does not get him.
All right. Aleister Black has joined the fray, as has Tommaso Ciampa. In comes Johnny Gargano, takes a shot at Ricochet, and in comes the Velveteen Dream. We've got all six men in the ring now, trading punches.
Referee has lost all control of this match.
They have decided to form some sort of a... Oh, no, wait. Okay. They've got each... Oh, goodness gracious.
We've got a huddle here on each side.
And they all went right at each other. We're just exchanging fisticuffs and kicks and elbows and whatnot.
It's halftime, but we got a hockey fight.
Let's see. We've dispatched with Johnny Gargano. No, he's back inside. Oh! A reverse hurricanrana there.
My goodness.
Insecurity.
And
boom.
On the back of his head. Johnny opening up now.
Remember when an insecurity kick would be the end of you? Damn near made Shawn Michaels lose his... No, I'm sorry, that wasn't the lose your smile bit. That was after he got beat up by the guys in the bar.
Yeah, by the guy in the bar. Sorry, Shawn.
Shawn Michaels actually providing commentary tonight, in case people, whoa!
As we're left with Adam Cole and Ricochet, and as we saw there, Adam Cole was going for it all, and he hopped into a Canadian Destroyer.
You don't see the Canadian Destroyer much in the WWE, because it looked like it might kill somebody, but he landed that with perfection.
I also hate that move, because it looks so silly.
It does look like it takes a bit of cooperation.
I don't know anybody who would pile drive themselves willingly.
It's a fun move, though. I used to enjoy that in TNA when Pete Wilson would hit it. Good old Petey.
Yeah, we'll call him Pete Wilson.
It was Petey Wilson, wasn't it?
Williams.
I was close.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's not anybody anymore.
No, he's not. All right. The heels are in there by themselves now. They've got Ricochet surrounded. Ricochet does not seem to know where the hell he is. Okay. Oh!
You remember, this is going to be a DIY part 3. And boy, oh boy, did he eat that flush.
That was 3 kicks to the head all at the same time. And he was saved by Aleister Black.
You know, I wondered if DIY was going to have any of their old interplay. We saw a little bit there when they both used to line up and hit the super kick knee combo to a kneeling opponent with Adam Cole's super kick in for good measure. And much like we thought going into this, these guys really are going for it all. As the Dream makes the tag, the beaten and somewhat tired Velveteen Dream, he's in there with all 3 opposing team members.
At what point does the ref kick out the other 2 guys here? This isn't a handicap match.
Well, it is now. And to be fair, this referee hasn't had control of this match since the opening bell. And she's a woman, so that's expected.
All right. And the Velveteen Dream gets ganged up. And oh, he reverses and kicks Tommaso Ciampa right in the mush. Adam.
As Aleister Black, in with a big old mafia kick. Adam Cole misses and hits Ciampa. Black misses, but hits Ciampa. Ciampa almost eats another kick from his former partner and walks right into the Black Mask. There's Johnny Gargano.
The faces seem to be taking control here as the Velveteen Dream has just put Tommaso Ciampa out of the ring. And Adam Cole takes a kick from Aleister Black square in the mush. Velveteen Dream lands his move. Oh! Off comes Ricochet.
The rolling DVD, and Ricochet with the springboard 450 to set up the Velveteen Dream dropping Purple Rainmaker on Adam Cole, and we've got a 3 count.
All right, excellent. 4-star match there. Very much enjoyed that. Not a dull moment in the match. It was all action all the time, and at the end of the day, your faces, the guy that gets the pin is the one with the big push right now, the one with the North American title match, the one that just won Worlds Collide, the lifelong WWE fan, Mr. Patrick, the Velveteen Dream. Outstanding stuff there. What'd you think, Pat?
This was everything it needed to be. It was high intensity, high spots, action, great storytelling, all 6 guys in here giving everything they had to really put on a show in a short window of time. This was incredible.
Ricochet does not look like he knows where he is right now. And there we see a shot of the heels who are in disarray. They're on the floor. They're trying to pick up their teeth. They don't know what's going on. Here we see a replay again. Adam Cole takes the Black Mass. Here comes Ricochet. Boom. He lands his splash. And down comes the Velveteen Dream with a Macho Man-esque elbow.
The Purple Rainmaker. Look at the height he gets on that thing. Outstanding.
Absolutely. And we get another arm raise for the faces again. I'm leaving this on a little bit longer to see if we get any shenanigans, but I would imagine we're about ready to go back to football, yeah?
I would think they've done a pretty well forward time window as far as what they had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're going to see anything further. But really, this was great in every way it needed to be. Really, I think did a good job of showcasing what each guy brings to the table too. And when you're talking about at most a 20-some-odd minute time window to have, mm-hmm, between entrances, this, you know, you really got to work a tight window. So to highlight everybody the way they did, I really give them a lot of credit. This match is very well put together.
Absolutely. All right, we're actually getting the copyright here, so that's the end, folks. That's our halftime heat show. That's our live commentary here for TV Party Tonight Extra. I quite enjoyed myself. It's the first time we've ever been able to do something like this. Just a quick set of plugs. This week, we've got the search for Ray Palmer on Source Material. We've got the last season of Voltron on TV Party Tonight. We'll be reviewing the new Bring Me the Horizon album on the Metal Hammer of Doom. And Thursday, assuming Sean remembers, we will be doing an on trial for Pan's Labyrinth. If you're wondering what happened to the boxing coverage from this past weekend, well, it turns out the main event was on ESPN+. So Pat and I said to hell with that. But you got this instead. So it's all good. It all comes out in the wash. And you'll hear us again when PBC returns to Big Fox in a few weeks. Pat, go ahead with your plugs, and then let's get out of here.
This week, tune in to the Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network. You will hear myself and Jesse Starcher talking Super Bowl, talking the Yahoo Pigskin Pick'em League, which I told y'all I was going to win. I told y'all I was going to have the best record. I told y'all I'd have the most points, and I did it. Hear how I did that. We'll recap the big game, of course, for you guys and all the top stories from the end of the year and look ahead to next year with some early predictions. You can hear Mark and myself in about 2 weeks from now when Leo Santa Cruz defends the WBA Super Featherweight title on Fox proper against Rafael Rivera. Leo Santa Cruz has been one of the top five fighters in boxing for the last 7-8 years, in my opinion, one of the best talents I've ever seen. Watch his two fights with Carl Frampton if you want to get hyped on him. Those are incredible fight of the year candidates between two outstanding talents. Gives you a good window of who Leo Santa Cruz is. He's all action all the time. Get ready for some fun on Fox with us.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us here on the Rattlington Broadcasting Network. Enjoy the rest of the Super Bowl. We look forward to offending you in the future.